It's time to embrace your ability to inspire those around you. Hello, everybody. Happy Tuesday, and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown, and today we are going to focus on the second pillar of coherence, which is source that manifests as spirituality. This is an offered intention, but if there is something else that you're working on or you would like to call into today's session, of course, please do so. To get us started, I'm going to light some Palo Santo just to cleanse our shared space here. And as I do so, I invite you to close your eyes or soften your vision if it is safe and you are able to do so. And begin to deepen your breath. As your breathing deepens, tune in to where you are right now. Where are you situated on this earth, in this reality? Where are you mentally situated right now? Try and bring that into the present. Where are you emotionally situated? Try and bring that into the present as well. And anything that comes up, just let it be without judgment. And when it's ready, it will pass. Your job is just to notice and allow. Here in a moment, I am going to invite you to take a deep breath with me, and when we do so, I want you to make it the deepest breath of the day so far. Okay, whenever you're ready, take that deep breath in. Really breathe into your belly. Keep inhaling and fill up those lungs. And exhale. And tune in to the collective. To everyone that is joining us across space and time, sharing this breath and sharing this ritual. You can slowly allow your breathing to return to a comfortable rhythm. And whenever you're ready, gently open your eyes. Okay, I am going to begin shuffling our cards for today. And as I do so, call back in this theme of source and spirituality and anything else that you may have called to mind at the beginning of today's ritual. The lunar full moon lunar eclipse in Virgo last week was wild. Did anybody else feel all of that crazy energy? I felt extremely connected to source as that was happening. Or has anything else happened that has called your relationship to source to mind? Oh. We have had two pop out at us. Fascinating. Okay. The first one that has popped out is the Tower in reverse. The Tower, of course, depicts a tower with lightning striking the top of the building and this dome on the top crumbling down on fire and people falling from the tower. The tower is all about tearing something down to make space for whatever new is coming in. It's like a vacuum. When something empties out, naturally something moves in to fill its place, right? And when the tower creates this vacuum, you are able to call in abundance, to call in whatever new thing is coming, right? It's creating room, it's creating space. The tower comes right before the star in the major arcana, what we got yesterday, and we've gotten it in reverse today. I think this is encouraging us to continue that journey. The stage has been set. It is time to move forward, right? And Source is helping us with this. Source is allowing for these new things to come in. The same way your work over the last few weeks, few months, whatever that timeline looks like for you, has been clearing out to make space for something new, for the starness of you. In order to take up more space in the world, energetically, emotionally, mentally, physically, you need to carve out that space. You need to lay the groundwork. And we have. And that new fresh air is coming in. With the Page of Cups, we see a page with some water in the background, and he is holding a singular cup with a little fishy poking its head out. And the fish is an often ignored part of the Page of Cups, but it always jumps out at me. It always brings Pisces energy to me. Pisces right now is in the North Node, and cups represents the emotional wealth that will be coming in. And I think in conjunction with the tower in reverse and with Source supporting us on this journey, the Page of Cups is lighthearted with his learning how to handle the cups, with his learning of how to handle relationships and his relationship to himself and his relationship to those around him. It's saying, don't be afraid to be playful with it. Source has got your back. You've kind of been through the thick of it. And not that the work is over, that the journey is over, but we can bring a levity, a lightness as we enter out into the world with this fresh air that we have been breathed in, that has been breathed into us, that we have been literally inspired with. We then can enter into the world and fill up the cups of those around us with joy and light. And I'm getting like fuel, almost the way fire needs air, right, in order to burn. Maybe those in your life need some of this new fresh air that you're bringing so that they can burn in a beautiful way, not in a burn them to the ground way, but in the way that the spark of their star, of their internal purpose, divine energy, when air is introduced to that, the spark will light. That's kind of the path that Source will help us on, that is in front of us. For our mantra today, inspired by our theme of Source and spirituality, our cards of the Tower in reverse and the Page of Cups, and anything else that you may have brought into today's session, our mantra is going to be, I am inspired and inspire. I am going to invite you to take a deep breath with me, and on the exhale, we will repeat this mantra of I am inspired and inspire. Okay, whenever your breathing pattern allows, take that deep breath in and exhale, repeating the mantra, I am inspired and inspire. There is something about this idea of breath that just feels really powerful to me about these two cards. I kept going back to this idea of like breath of fresh air after the tower, And air as an element in astrology, in the world, is, I think, often considered, it's floaty, it's intangible, it's ephemeral. We can't really grasp air, but it is so powerful. We all need it. We all rely on it. And having just stepped into our own, into our starness, and working on this really radical self-love allows us to bring this mastery of air, of our breath of life, to the world around us. And I think that's really this next step. For our practice today, I want us to do some breath work again. We did this one day last week, but I'm really feeling called to the breath, and I think that this is a practice that some of you may want to continue with. And I really like breath work, especially if you feel like you're not a meditator, right? Meditation can be really daunting, and quite frankly, it's not easy to really jump in if you don't know really anything about it. And I think it turns a lot of people away because it is so like, oh, everyone should meditate. And then there's like, okay, what next? Besides like the guided meditation apps, but to just sit in silence with your eyes closed is like kind of frightening to think about that, right? And breath work has a very clear answer to this that I really enjoy, because there is something about meditating without the guided meditations of Headspace or the Chani app, like I mentioned yesterday, or any number of YouTube videos, right? These guided meditations are beautiful, but they're a different type of meditation, at least to me. And I think breathwork strikes a balance between them that gives the thinking mind something to latch onto while we are still entering into that other state of brainwaves. I want to say alpha brainwave state that meditation gets us into. So let's go back to more breath work. Last week, I provided some resources in the description for square breathing and 4-7-8 breathing. I'll link those down below again if you want to go back to those resources. I would also say try experimenting a little bit this week with different breathing patterns, with just focusing on the breath. Another common technique is to just count the breaths as you go. One in, one out. Two in, two out. Or even just focusing on the feeling of air on the tip of your nose as you inhale and exhale through your nose. Yeah, so give that a try. Experiment today. And remember that you have the gift of the breath of life, of breathing, and let the breath work be a celebration of that. Let me know in the comments down below how you began your breath work today, how you found it. Was it different than last week? Is this a practice you do want to continue to try? I would love to hear about it. And as always, I am looking forward to seeing you right back here tomorrow. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Wherever you may be watching or listening, please subscribe, give us a like, leave a 5-star rating and a review, and share this with someone that you think would enjoy it or could use it. These are all the very best ways to support the Cohere Collective and our Daily Ritual. And it just means so much to me too, if that matters to you at all. It really, really does. A big thank you to Podington Bear for our Daily Rituals theme music. And as always, I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time, love.